Wow, countryside can be noisy. It's good to get out of the built-up bits of the country, though. Civilization, as us country folk call it. It's been a crazy day. Started off pretty early for me, because I had to be in Slough, the home of the office, for 9 a.m. And I knew that the route I was going to take, for some reason, I don't know why I didn't just go the back way, but via the M25 would be gridlock. The M25 is a nightmare road. They should make the hard shoulder okay for motorbikes and see how many people sell up and get motorbikes, because I tell you what, I had a great ride down, despite it being gridlocked. It was scary but fun, kind of picking my way through the traffic and getting there at 10 to 9 in good time to do a video for the web course for Invensys Systems, which are very interesting and very creative people, despite working with what to some may not seem incredibly interesting stuff, mostly control systems for things like air conditioning and stuff like that. But I'm often fascinated by engineering types. It was a good day anyway, solid day, pretty much locked in a room, talking constantly, my voice hurts. We made some video and did some stuff, and then I saw a tweet saying that I was on the news, which is cool. Rory Ketlin-Jones yesterday asked me to ping him a video of what I thought about mobile data and roaming. And I've had a few instances that have kind of done my head in around mobile data roaming, so I tend not to roam where possible and turn my phone to flight mode, or as I said on the BBC, aircraft mode, which I don't know where that came from, but I think it's flight mode in reality. Then I blasted home to a mass of emails and lots of missed calls and all kinds of stuff, which I'm just picking through now. So thank you for everybody saying, "Saw you on telly." Apparently it's not unusual to see me on telly now because it's being repeated a lot, which is kind of nice. And then I get family members going, "I heard you on Radio 4," which is doubly cool because these are the kind of people that don't watch telly. So that's nice. But all good. It seemed interesting. And it was fun to do, and now I'm home, and I've just opened a beer, and I really need to unwind. The ride back was way better via the M40 and up into Northamptonshire, and I'm loving the Triumph, which obviously is new to me, not a new bike, but I'm so happy to have traded in the BMW. Riding this bike is... I don't want to say it's hard work, but it is completely different to riding a very modern bike because it requires a lot of thought and consideration, and you just feel like you're riding rather than just switching off, sat on a modern machine which is doing everything electronic for you. And it is massive fun. It's what I imagine motorcycle riding has been like throughout the years, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Plus, it's noisy, and I think of that as an added safety feature. You can never be too safe on motorbikes. I've already had a close call on this. I wish every day was as nice as this last week has been, because I would use a motorbike way more. But on an unfaired, totally open bike, come the autumn, winter months, and we have horizontal rain, and you're doing 80 miles an hour, and the rain is hitting you like pellets of ice cold rain, then you do tend to want to have a windscreen and a car around you. And yeah, but at the moment I'm reveling in it. I'll just give it a little bit of a bug scrape. I've also scraped the bugs off myself, and I'm gonna put the bike away.
Tell me that doesn't sound sweet. Come on.